This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Give me the hogs, Chuck! Give me the hogs!
I don't know about you, but this week's just flown by for me. Maybe it's because there's all this stuff going on. You know, Calipari was introduced last weekend. You had the spring football game. I mean, there was all this stuff that was going on in a flurry at the end of last week. And this week's just been, it's just flown by too. But I'm glad you're here. We got a weekend ahead of us. I do have some subjects I want to touch on before we call it a week. Baseball team plays tonight, and that's where we're going to begin in just a few moments as we start the Friday edition of the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. It's presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. Razorback great Matt Jones is going to join us in just a little bit. We're going to talk about the Razorback spring game. You know, Matt's always great to visit with us on Friday. We're going to go on a little hiatus with Matt after this, and then he'll pick up where he left off when we get a little bit closer to football, or if we have dramatic developments. You know, we need to go to the living legend. He'll be right there at our disposal. You hear him every day on Halftime with Phil, and we're going to talk to him coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, there is baseball. Hogs won a couple of midweek games over Texas Tech. Now, that series loss in Alabama last weekend saw them slip from number one to number two in the college baseball polls. On the road this week, 20th-ranked South Carolina in Columbia. Series starts tonight. Dave Van Horn with those wins over Tech. Talked earlier this week about that momentum as they head into this series.
They're really good, and they're good at home. It's a tough place to play. It's going to be warm, maybe the first day, really warm, kind of cool down from there. So I'm glad we got to play in some warm weather today and then last night. And it's like all SEC venues. It's tough to win on the road. You got to go over there. You got to play hard, and you got to play smart. When you get a chance to score, you got to score. We know what's ahead of us.
It's going to be hot over there. I know that. I was looking when I heard Dave say that about the weather. I looked at the forecast. The high today around 85, high tomorrow around 88 over in Columbia. Now, evidently, a front's going through because Sunday it says 65 and a chance of rain. So they're going to have a change in the weather while they're there. But it's going to be warm tonight and just flat out hot tomorrow. I think it's a 2 o'clock game, something like that. So it'll be a warm day over in Columbia. Baseball Razorbacks still lead the West by game over Texas A&M. They got rained out in Alabama last night. They're going to play a doubleheader today and a single game tomorrow. When you start your series on Thursday, you don't get Sunday to finish it off. That's not the if necessary day. You got to get it in a three-day window, just like you do if you're playing Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Otherwise, there's a competitive advantage because you don't make up rainouts in conference play. And that can affect winning percentages, that can affect seeding, can affect a lot of stuff when you get to the end of the season. So we'll see what happens there. But Razorbacks play tonight. All right, before we go to Matt Jones, I want to talk to those of you who are buying or selling a home. And I want to talk to you about my friends at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've become my friends. I'm not going to say at the beginning, you know, we were all buddy-buddy. But it's become that way because I'll tell you, when somebody handles the buying or the selling of a home, your home, most money you've ever spent, and it goes well, they become your friends because they've done you a service. Now, they've been paid for it, but they've done you a service. They've made your life easier. That was my experience with Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've been my partners from the moment I bought my first house to where I am today. And there's been a pretty good period of time that has transpired during that. And it's been more than one house. I'm not one of those people who buys and sells and buys and sells, but you generally move a time or two during the course of your life. As both a buyer and a seller, I knew I had the best trained agent in the business on my side of the table. I think that's more important today than ever before. And also, and you'll discover this as you get into this, there's a difference between signing a contract and getting to the close. Perhaps what they do best is get you from contract to close. That was my experience. I think it'll be your experience too. They've got locations in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton County, multiple locations. They're in Fort Smith as well. They're in Branson. They've got a great selection of homes, and you can check it out at WeickerGriffin.com. Matt Jones coming up.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
This is our swan song with a Razorback legend today, at least for a while. Matt Jones always joins us on Fridays during football season, during basketball season, provides the kind of insight that others can't. But we're going to go on a little hiatus here after our visit today, and then he'll join us again in basketball season. Now, if something, as I said earlier, if something dramatic happens, and we need to hear from Matt Jones, he'll be available. You hear him every day on Halftime with Phil. Matt, how's it going, man?
Chuck, life is good, man. Got to play golf twice this week. Gonna try to play maybe Chenal on Sunday. So, you know, life is good for just as good as it can be for any normal 12 handicapper.
Now, you know, being a Razorback legend and all, can you just call up any course and say, hey, man, this is Matt Jones. I'd like to come play. And, you know, they get everything taken care of for you?
Well, you know I don't do anything like that, but there might be.
But do your people.
There might be somebody I know that takes care of stuff like that. You know, I was in high school. One of my reasons, Chuck, we can get into this, and this is why I talk about getting kids in the state, but my dad being a coach and being around coaches and people that have played at a high level and junior in high school and getting recruited. And one of the things that was about being an in-state kid is, man, you go up on the hill and you have some success and do well, people of the state are going to take care of you for the rest of your life. And that's what you try to tell. I don't know if that's wisdom in years or what, but you try to tell these 16, 17-year-old kids, man, stay in state, go up there on the hill, do good. The Arkansas people love you. And they even love people out of state that go up there and do their thing. I think of Pat Bradley, Blake Edens, David Basil, people that the state takes care of. There's a lot more to life after football, and Arkansas people are some of the best.
You know, it's interesting you say that. It's been some years ago. Kevin Scanlon, who we both know, was inducted into the U of A Sports Hall of Honor. I happened to be the MC that night. Kevin gave one of the best speeches that I've ever heard a human being make. But he talked about exactly what you're speaking of. And he said that Lou Holtz told him that this place takes care of their hero.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, look, There's more to it than just being able to get a good tee time at a good course, and you know that. But there are fringe benefits. I mean, there just are. And but you earn those things too, I guess.
Well, I think it's too. It's a respect. It's how you handle yourself. I was raised the right way. I'm lucky enough to both my parents are still married, still alive, both school teachers, both hard workers. Just understanding how to be a human being. There's a certain way that you carry yourself and you go about it. No question about it, Chuck.
All right, let's talk about the spring football game. We visited the day before the game was played. I obviously was there. I know you watched it. Talen Green, the transfer quarterback from Boise State, all eyes were on him. I mean, what's your take on a quarterback coming into a new situation, by all accounts, taking the bull by the horn, so to speak? What's your impression so far?
You know, Chuck, it's tricky, I think, to navigate. I always, you know, a quarterback's a leader, if you like it or not. And the one thing I always believe in is being authentic. You have to be real. And I think that's what he's been doing. You can see his eyes light up. You can see his teammates' eyes light up when he does something good, or you see the success, you see the camaraderie already. And sometimes it doesn't happen that easy. You know, you think of basketball teams getting a collective together, and they got to kind of you got to kind of read each other and understand each other. And I think the fact that Talen had been a starting quarterback or had played a little bit at Boise, I think that helped. I think having that prior relationship with Coach Petrino, knowing each other, I think a little bit of that helps. And yeah, he does seem to carry himself the right way and might have the proper knowledge to go about it, man. Chuck, you know, I'm pulling for him. I'm ready for the football Hogs to have a little success and get back to going to a bowl game.
He has to deal with something in practice that you had to deal with. You're the quarterback. Nobody tackles you to the ground. You injure the quarterback in practice. I mean, man, you wear the scarlet letter forever. We've not seen him take off. In talking to Coach Petrino and Coach Pittman, the thing that they are most excited about, perhaps, maybe not most, but very excited about, are the plays that he's going to be able to make with his legs. You understand what it's like to go through practice in a similar situation. As a quarterback in practice, when they blow the whistle and you know you could have broken the tackle and gotten away, what's that like on a daily basis?
You know, it gives you a chance to trash talk a little bit. I'll tell you a funny story, Chuck. So Coach Roy Wickey, he was my quarterback coach junior and senior year. He coached Tony Romo and I believe it was Northern Illinois. Could have been Southern Illinois. And David Lee was the coach first 2 years. So Coach Wickey gets here in spring ball. We're putting some stuff in. And we get to the first game of the year, and we're playing Tulsa. And I don't know, first quarter, I don't think I had a rush. Maybe the second quarter, I have my first rush. I only had one rush that game. It was one rush for 53-yard touchdown. And I go back
pretty
to the
average.
Yeah, right. And so, but I go back to the sideline, and Coach Wickey calls down on the phone, and he's like, "Whoa, they said you were fast, but hadn't seen that in practice, you know, because you turn it up a little gear." And I imagine Talen will turn it up a little gear once you get to game speed. It's same thing in preseason NFL, and you ask all the players, man, you play preseason ball. It's, man, you're working, you're getting it, but you're in the middle of camp, you're doing it. Then you get to game, man, the speed just ticks up a little bit. Same thing in the playoffs. I have a feeling that, you know, spring ball, camp, doing all that, and then you get out here and you see them. We open up against UAPB, then you go to Stillwater, and that'll be the real live action. I have a feeling that he's going to be able to turn it up a little bit.
So many times when you'd take off and you'd get outside the hash and you'd get to the sideline, there'd be some speedster defensive back or linebacker who was just certain he had an angle on you. And then he didn't. And you were gone. Was there a moment there where you kind of thought to yourself, man, there's no way you're going to get me?
Man, you know, I don't. I always ran. No, I never thought that I had was in the clear. I think that's why I did run okay. a little faster, because I always thought I better go or they're gonna get me. The thing I'd say that Talen has on his side, Chuck, is the strides. That's what's tough for people. They're used to, you don't see 6'6" guys that run 4.4s, and I don't know if he runs a 4.4, but usually it's the 5'11" guy. You know, they have the shorter strides, and so you take three strides, man, all of a sudden they're out of reach because they just took just a little bit of a wrong angle, because they're not used to chasing after a guy that's 6'5" running a 4.4, and so it's kind of advantage quarterback. And I love the pass plays that aren't necessarily design runs, and I don't know what's being said in the meeting rooms, but I know what Coach Wickie told me. He said, you go your first read, you don't like it. You go your second read, you don't like it. Your third read can be go run. You don't have to go to the check down or go to your backside. If you get it and you see something and you can take off, because if you're averaging 5, 7, 8 yards a carry, man, take off and run. Get us, keep advancing that ball. Keep making the right football play.
How much different is making a read on a pass in a game from making a read on a pass in practice?
You know, it's real similar. It's a lot about spacing. It's a lot about reps. We had Quinn on the show yesterday. I'm a big fan. I know you are too of Quinn, and he talked a little bit about it, and what he was saying was so right on. You understand the spacing. You understand where the safeties are. You get used to, man, it's 3rd and 5. We get used to they're probably going to press a little bit. They're going to be a little tighter. Things are going to happen a little faster on 3rd down. It's just something important about getting full speed live reps. Coach Nutt was really good. We'd have blitz pickup, blitz period, where, man, it was live action. You know, Bobby Allen would come through in the stretch lines. He'd be like, hey, man, we're just going to hold back today. And that meant he was going to bring the house, you know. Or he'd come back and say, hey, we're bringing the first 7 plays. We're blitzing 5 times. That you know, they were probably playing a zone. You know, he's just trying to get into your head a little bit. But, yeah, man, practice is where it's at. You got to keep getting reps. First team, and this whole NIL, you see the deal with the quarterbacks, man. I think it's really improving the play at the quarterback position in college football, being able to keep these kids around an extra year. But 100%, Chuck, these quarterbacks, you got to get reps and then translate it to the game.
I don't want to get too far off onto a different subject, but I got to follow up on that, because you just sparked a thought that I've never had before, that – is the NIL money, in the grand scheme of things, leading to a better quality of play? You're a player. You know what motivates players. Do you see that?
100%. So I just heard this stat yesterday, Chuck. You look at the first round. Let's say the first 100 picks in the NFL drafts where you make it. That's kind of where you're – if you're a top 100 pick, you should be able to play. Unless you get hurt, you're going to play 4 or 5 years. And so ever since the NIL's come back, I want to say this year it's 38% less underclassmen that entered the draft. Now, your first round, it's going to be halfway underclassmen, because if you're good and you're a first rounder, you're supposed to go, and even a second rounder. But then after that, the underclassmen, the way the valuation's going and being able to get a little money, being able to get reps. You think of Bo Nix 2 years ago? I don't think he's a first round quarterback, but because he got 2 more years of reps and was able to improve, he's going to get in camp and be somewhere. You look at a guy like Sam Hartman, he's not really an NFL guy, but man, he's a heck. I kind of put him like Bobby Hurley, you know, like can't really go play in the NBA, can be on a roster, but you put him in a college game, he can make all the throws, do the right things. And so that's what you're going to see, I think, in the quarterback position, is just because they get a whole nother year of reps, man, the game's going to improve.
That's an interesting perspective, and I will admit I've never thought about that. So essentially, a guy like Bo Nix or a guy like Sam Hartman would have gone out a year or two ago, and they would have stood on the sidelines with a ball cap on during the game.
We had a quarterback from Tulsa. He came in, and you could see it's a lot of arm strength, and he had great anticipation. He just did not have the arm strength, and I think that's with Sam Hartman. I think Bo Nix might have a little stronger arm. I'd have to look. But, man, you really got to have a hose if you're going to play at the next level.
Matt, you always bring a different perspective. You just have. I appreciate it. I enjoy visiting with you every time we visit, and we'll do it again soon, I hope.
Chuck, I do as well. I'll be looking forward to speaking with you again during football season. And man, get that shoulder right so we can go hit the links.
I know. It's not going to be long. Thank you. Matt Jones, everybody. Razorback great. Razorback legend. That is an interesting perspective. I will admit that has never crossed my mind, that the NIL money may actually be making the quality of play in college football better. You know, we all do, everybody does, follow the public narrative. And there's no question that the public narrative has been NIL is bad. You know, if you're a fan, NIL is bad. It's the reason you're losing. Unless you've got a, you know, big pot of money, then it's good. Kind of depends on which side of the fence that you sit on. But I had not considered that. And he's exactly right. A guy like Bo Nix, had he, you know, gone to the NFL a year or two ago, it might already be over for him. And, you know, one thing to think about as well, and I read an article about this, and I guess it applies to the quarterback position. It applies to all the positions. If you are projected to be a fourth, fifth-round guy in the NFL, you're not guaranteed much. You know, and in the pros, they can cut you at any time. Those NIL deals, long as you stay in school, you can keep collecting money. You know, that's part of the deal. I mean, the checks don't stop, you know, after the last game. It's not like the pros. You know, that NIL money's guaranteed. Doesn't mean it's going to last forever, but neither is a contract to play professional football. But it was just interesting to read, and we are still so early into the NIL era. I mean, look, it's taken, I don't know that leaps forward is necessarily the correct way to put it, but it's gotten bigger every year in just a short amount of time. It's bigger right now. The money's bigger today than it was last year. And it was bigger last year than it was the year before. So I don't think any of that part's going to change. But that was an interesting perspective from Matt. Hey, if you're getting ready for the weekend, if you're one of those who likes to place a wager on your favorite team or place wagers on things like the NBA playoffs, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. It's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. The numbers show that. And when you download it, you'll find out why. Because it's Vegas, Arkansas style. You go to the Bet Saracen app right now. You can bet on the Razorback baseball team. You can bet on, you got prop bets on players. You got in-game possibilities. There's all kinds of stuff there. And I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps. I know there are a bunch of them. But I also know that there are laws that keep a lot of them from operating in our state. If you're one of those who places online wagers, you know, you punch up some of those apps and it's not going to let you go there. It's all based on where you are. So if you're going to be the most prepared, the most informed, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. If you've not done it, do it today. They've got a how to play video. They'll get you ready to rock and roll with the Bet Saracen app. All right, I guess that's about enough. Oh, I do want to mention this before we go. Razorback gymnastics team, Jordan Weber, they finished 7th in the country. College gymnastics has what they call the Great Eight. If you want to draw an analogy, it would be like the eight that go to the College World Series in baseball. Arkansas got to the Great Eight, as is the case, and I'm just going to draw another baseball analogy. You know, they had opportunities to compete at home. And ultimately, that's what got them into the Great Eight. Or at least it was a big part of it. I won't say that's what got them there, but it was a big part of it. They had a great year. They had an opportunity to compete in the postseason at home, qualified for the Great Eight, finished 7th in the country. So congratulations to Jordan Weber, and congratulations to the Gymbacks. All right, hope you have a great weekend. Hogs 3 times tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. We'll talk about it Monday. Thanks to Matt Jones. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.